Om Shanti, this is the Sakar Murli of 6th of December 2022. Essence, sweet children, tell everyone the secret of the three fathers in the form of a story. You cannot receive your inheritance until you recognize the unlimited father and become pure. Question, Baba is completely new. What new introduction of himself has he given you? Answer, human beings have said that Baba is brighter than a thousand suns. However, Baba says, I am a point. Therefore, Baba is new. If you first had a vision of a point, no one would believe that. This is why everyone receives a vision according to their belief and devotion. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. Incorporeal God speaks. If God speaks, is simply said, they would remember the name of Krishna because nowadays everyone calls him God. Therefore, it is said, incorporeal God Shiva speaks. It is said, God the Father. To whom does incorporeal God speak? To the incorporeal children, the spirits. It doesn't seem right to say spiritual God speaks or Ishwar speaks. It seems right to say incorporeal God speaks. He wouldn't say this again and again. He is very incognito. A picture cannot be taken of him. If you made a point and wrote God speaks, no one would believe it. No one knows the accurate name, form, place, or time of God. If they were to know the Father, they would also know the creation. However, it is fixed in the drama for them not to know this. It is only then that the Father can come again and give his introduction. The Father says, it is only when it is in my part to purify the impure that I come and give my own introduction. I make the old world new. People who live in the old world worship the people who used to live in the new world. You children have to explain this. Since the rishis and munis all say that they don't know the creator or creation, how could you know? If you know the Father and creation, then give us that knowledge. They can never give that knowledge to anyone. They cannot give the inheritance. You children are receiving your inheritance from the Father. You know that the unlimited Father has come to give you the inheritance of the new world, that is, to give you happiness. Therefore, sorrow will definitely end. That is a land of happiness, and this is a land of sorrow. This land of sorrow is now to be destroyed. The new world has now become old and it will then become new. The new world is called the Golden Age and the old world is called the Iron Age. There would surely be few human beings in the new world. In the Golden Age, there was just the one religion. At this time, there are innumerable religions and there is also sorrow. There is sorrow after happiness and happiness after sorrow. This play is predestined. No one knows who causes you sorrow. Ravan is called Maya. Wealth is not Maya. Vicious human beings who have the intoxication of the vices know that the deities were viceless. The deities have the intoxication of being viceless. There are no impure beings there. Only at the confluence age is the secret of purity explained to you children. You then have to explain this to others. The Father would not sit and explain to the whole world. It is you children who have to explain to others. However, many methods are needed to explain to them. Tell everyone that Bharat was heaven, the new world, and that it has now become old. Only the Father is the creator and he himself says, I establish the new world through Brahma. I adopt you children. Brahma's name is Prajapita. Therefore, he would definitely have to adopt so many of you children, just as sannyasis adopt their followers. A husband adopts a wife, saying, "You are mine." Here, you too say, "Shiv Baba, I belong to you." While sitting at home, many are touched in this way. What do they then say? "Baba, although I have not seen you, because I am in bondage and I cannot come to you, I still belong to you." You do definitely have to become pure. Impure ones cannot go into liberation or liberation in life. Impure ones call out, "Come and purify us." You children should explain that Bharat was heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven, and so there must definitely have been their dynasty. There was the new kingdom in the new world, but that doesn't exist now. There are all the other innumerable religions, but the deity religion doesn't exist anymore. For how long will this old world continue? Those people say that the duration of the golden age is hundreds of thousands of years. There is also praise of the great war. When there was a little conflict some time ago, they said that that was the time of the Mahabharata war. They have shown the war of the Yadavas and how they destroyed themselves with missiles. Sometimes they write that there was a war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas, and sometimes they write there was a war between the devils and the deities. Immediately after the devilish world, there is the deity world. These are impure and those are pure. And so, how could the pure deities fight? They exist in the golden age, whereas these exist in the iron age. So, how could the two of them fight? Deities are non-violent and devils are violent. How could deities enter hell? You are now at the confluence age. The new world is being established. You are making effort for that. You should also explain the secrets of the two fathers in the form of a story. In the golden age, there is just one father. They don't remember the unlimited father, because that is a land of happiness. In the copper age, you have two fathers. Even while having their worldly fathers, they remember the father from beyond this world. It is souls that remember their father, because it is souls who experience sorrow. There are sinful souls and charitable souls. It is souls that listen. Sanskars are in souls. Those who don't have divine sanskars praise those who had divine sanskars. It is remembered. You were worthy of worship and you are worshippers. When you become worshippers, you sing, "I am without virtue. I am virtueless. You have virtues. We have no virtues." Those who were worthy of worship then become worshippers. You were worthy of worship, deities, and you yourselves then become worshippers. You have taken 84 births. For half a cycle, you are worthy of worship, and then, for half a cycle, you are worshippers. This account has to be explained. There are deities, warriors, merchants, and shudras, and at this time, we are Brahmins. We are BKs. At this time, we all have three fathers, a physical father, the incorporeal father from beyond, and the third one is Prajapita Brahma, through whom he teaches us, Brahmins. You have heard the name Prajapita Brahma, have you not? Creation takes place through Brahma. You too are Brahmins. You too should remember the father. The father says, "I have come to take you back." The incorporeal father speaks to you souls. You even say, "I shed a body and take another one." The names and forms of bodies change, but souls stay the same. The name of the Father also stays just the same, Shiva. He doesn't have a body. You should note these points down and explain them according to the person in front of you. We Bhikkhus are claiming our inheritance from our grandfather. He is teaching us Raja Yoga and giving us knowledge. To change from human beings into deities is also an aspect of knowledge. It is at the confluence age that you receive this knowledge through which you will claim your inheritance in the new world. He comes into an impure world and establishes a pure world. The Father has now come to take you back home. According to the drama, everyone has to return home. First of all, there is the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty. They then become merchants and then Shudras. That is the tree of incorporeal souls. This is the tree of corporeal human beings. There are the Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants, and Shudras. The whole of the variety form image is included in this. The number of Brahmins continues to grow. The rosaries of Rudra and Vishnu will be created. There cannot be a rosary of Brahma because Brahmins keep changing. This is why the rosary of Rudra is worshipped. These are new things. These things are not in the intellect of anyone else at all. They have said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. And this is why everyone feels that everything you say is new. You receive new things for the new world. Baba is also, in fact, new. Those people say that he is beyond name and form, or they say that he is brighter than a thousand suns. They receive visions according to their beliefs and devotion. If they were to have a vision of a point, none of them would believe it. Because all of these things are new, they all become confused. The sapling will be planted of only those who belong here. You children have now understood very clearly, and so you also have to explain about the Father from beyond. For half a cycle, you have been remembering him. You only remember those who give you happiness. Ravan is everyone's enemy, and this is why they burn his effigy. Ask them, for how long have you been burning an effigy of Ravan? They would reply that they have been doing this eternally. They don't even know when Ravan comes. Ravan doesn't exist in the golden age. Ravan is the oldest enemy of Bharat. He is the one who makes the spirits impure. Who is the enemy of souls? Ravan. Together with souls, there are also bodies. So, who is the enemy of both? Ravan? Is there a soul in Ravan? What is Ravan? He is in the vices. It isn't that there is a soul in Ravan. The five vices are called Ravan. The five vices are in souls and they make an effigy of those. You know that there is now sorrow and that you then have to go into happiness. Therefore, the Father would surely come and take you there. He alone is the purifier. Just as other souls come, similarly he too comes. When they feed a departed soul, they invoke that soul. They consider him to be the soul of their father and they invite a Brahmin priest to do everything. They believe that that soul comes and speaks. Yes, this one's coming is unique. This is the chariot of God. He is also called Bhagirath, the lucky chariot. It is not a question of water. All of this is a matter of knowledge. The Father explains, I enter an ordinary body and name this one Brahma. I don't adopt him. I enter him and then adopt you. You say, Shiv Baba, I belong to you. Your intellect's yoga goes up above because Baba himself says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Stay on this pilgrimage. For instance, even if this Baba goes somewhere, you still have to remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba went to Delhi and Kanpur in this chariot. Let there be the remembrance of Shiv Baba in your intellects. You mustn't stay down below. Your intellect should remain up above. Souls remember the Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, my residence is up above. You mustn't wander around after me here. Remember me up there. You souls also reside there with the Father. It isn't that the Father's residence is separate from yours. No. Make these things sit in your intellects. You should explain to each one individually, just as you used to explain in Karachi. That is better. When you explain to many together, the vibrations of one another don't allow them to stay. Devotion is performed in solitude. This study too should be studied in solitude. First of all, give the Father's introduction. The Father is the purifier, and we are becoming pure through Him. The Father says, children, if you become pure in this final birth, you will become the masters of the world. This is such a big income. The Father says, you may do your business, etc., but simply remember me. Become pure and the alloy will be removed with the power of yoga. You will become Sato Pradhan. Your stage will become constant, stable and karmatit. Your intellect should continue to churn this knowledge. Continue to explain to your friends and relatives too. This was explained to you in this way in the previous cycle too. This is not a new thing. Baba comes and explains to us every cycle, and we then explain to the people of the world. Bharat was truly heaven, and it will become that once again. This cycle continues to turn. How could the golden age last for hundreds of thousands of years? There isn't even that much population, because there would then be countless people. There are four ages, and the duration of each age is 1,250 years. You will continue to explain just as you yourselves have understood. The tree will continue to grow. Sometimes there are bad omens, and they are then removed. The Father explains, it is very easy to explain Alpha and Beta. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Effort must be made for that. You are given this business of having remembrance after a cycle, but it is incognito. This is a difficult subject. You have to remember Alpha because it is Alpha that you have forgotten. No one knows God. It is remembered that there is extreme darkness without the Sadguru. Only the one Sadguru takes you into the light. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. Make your soul Sato Pradhan with the power of yoga and attain a constant, stable, karmatit stage. Make incognito effort for having remembrance and also study in solitude. 2. In order to claim the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life, you definitely do have to become pure in this final birth. Blessing. May you save your mind and intellect from any negative influence by remaining aware of the one word, point, and become a number one victorious soul. At present, Maya's influence creates negative feelings and intentions in your mind and finishes true realization. Therefore, adopt a method of safety in advance. The special method for this is simply to use the one word, point. If there are any wasteful thoughts, words, or actions, then just put a point and you will be able to become a number one victorious soul. Recognize the forms of Maya, recognize the season, and keep yourself safe. Slogan: those who have received the elevated fortune of serving at the confluence age are multi-million times fortunate. Om Shanti.